Okay, so let's start from FP1, main usage of the soft tire. Some changes to the circuit. As you know, the layout is now a bit less severe in terms of longitudinal, so a bit less traction is required compared to the previous layout, but the lateral is higher. So we consider the circuit in general a bit more severe on tires because of the lateral input that is required, but the fact that they require less traction is helping, especially the rear tires and the soft compound. FP1, as usual, is not very representative because of the condition, the temperature that are different compared to FP2. And I believe also that they have used the soft compound mainly because they wanted to understand the impact of the new layout and also because they have to return two sets of tires and they want to keep some medium and hard for the race. In FP2, we saw in general a comparison between the soft and the medium, probably to understand the delta lap time and also to understand if it is worth to start on the medium rather than the soft, so to qualify to go through Q2 with the medium. We were estimating a delta lap time of around 0.3 seconds per lap, but it seems to be a bit higher between medium and soft. We believe it's in the range of 0.6 probably. There was a lot of track evolution that is clearly making this assessment more difficult, but looking at the numbers, it seems that it's a bit higher. Very few cars use the hard in free practice, so we assume that the delta is close to our estimation that was 0.3, 0.4. On the paper, the quickest strategy is still medium hard. That's why probably they are trying to keep some sets of hard available, and also because it is not excluded that we have a safety car and therefore they need a fresh set of medium and hard tire for the race if there is any additional stuff. We saw a bit of graining, or I would say maybe heavy abrasion is more correct on especially on the soft compound, a little bit on the medium, but I believe this is part of the track evolution. We have a couple of support events here, so probably we have even quicker track evolution compared to other circuits where we had less support events. We didn't have any other particular feedback on tire behavior, so I would say that is everything more or less in line with our expectation. Do you have any question? Kit?
Hi Mario, we've seen a couple of these large pyramid-shaped curves similar to what they had in Qatar. Are they the same kind of curves? And are you expecting any of the same kind of problems that we saw that the tire punctures that were linked to them?
They are very similar, they are not exactly the same, especially they are quite aggressive at the exit of turn 5 and turn 9. And I'm currently in discussion with the FIA to see if there is any potential solution to that. Clearly, we have a different situation compared to Qatar, it's a different speed, it's a different time they stay over the curb, but it is in any case. Something we have to consider and we have to pay attention. As usual, after free practice, we collect the tires used in the sessions and we are analyzing the tires. The problem is that we don't have tires with a number of laps that is comparable to the length of a stint during the race. So we can clearly also increase the number of checks that we do, but sometime, like it was in Qatar, it was not possible to predict what happened on the construction on the tire because it happened after several laps, not enough running in free practice to understand that.
So they're just at turns 5 and 9.
The turn 5 and 9, they are the most aggressive.
Right.
From turn 1 to 4, they are same than last year. And then we have some different curves, turn 12, 13, 14, 15. The exit of turn 16 is same than last year. So we have differences compared to this year, and they are more aggressive. There are also different curves on the apex of the corner, but obviously the apex is different, yeah. First of all, because you have the unloaded tire on the car that are on the apex, and second, because the drivers can manage not to run too much on the apex. Why? I am, let's say, more worried about the exit curves, especially in turn 5 and 9, that are the most aggressive.
So will the drivers be hitting them as frequently as they did over a lap in LaSalle?
I don't know what the driver are doing for the next couple of days, but we saw from free practice, both in Formula 2 and Formula 1, that they are running especially over the curves at the exit of turn 9. That is also the turn with the highest speed. That, and I'm sure that in qualifying they will use the curves, and maybe also during the race if the race pace is quite. If they push during the race, so there is this element that we have to consider.
Thanks, Mario.
Thank you, Christian.
Ciao, Mario. Bit less spicy topic. You mentioned that the rear tire shouldn't be that stressed as in the.
Is it frozen? Is it frozen only for me or for everybody?
Also for me.
Oh, for everybody. Okay. Wait a second. Let's see. Ed, would you like to ask your question and then we find Christian later?
Yeah, just to go back to the curbs. You said you were a bit sort of more worried about the exit ones. How worried are you about those? And given there probably won't be enough running to get the data you need to check them, would you like to see them taken out just on the precautionary principle to make sure there's no problem?
I don't know what is possible to do now. So clearly what we have to do is to analyze the tires, to try to understand if there is any potential area of concern, to analyze the data that are coming from the teams, to compare that with the level of stress that we saw in Qatar. So we have a lot of work to do now, and all our findings will be shared with the FIA, and I'm sure that we can find a good solution that is satisfying for both.
And do you have any feel for whether it's having the same effect that you saw in Qatar, because it was the crossing and then kind of the recrossing, wasn't it, coming back and damaging the kind of both sides of the sidewall, the inside sidewall was a problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seems looking at the... Sorry, Christian, we come back to you immediately because you were frozen. In Qatar, it was different. The corners were different. So we have seen during the free practices that they were not going beyond the curb and back. So probably this effect is not something that is going to happen here in Abu Dhabi. But for sure, running over the curves is something that is going to happen. Christian, come back to you.
Sorry for the problems. I have some issues here with the internet and the media center. You were saying that the new layout shouldn't stress the rear tires as much as it did in the past because there is less traction. Interestingly, Valtteri said that he has the feeling that it stresses the rear axle a bit more.
Really?
Yeah. So, any comments to that?
No, I am basing my assumption on the telemetry data and the simulation that we received before the race, and obviously we have also our own simulation. So we see that the quantity of energy in traction is lower compared to last year, while the lateral is increasing. So then. If you consider, probably it's due to the fact that the level of grip that the tire can give you depends a lot on the temperature of the bulk of the compound. Clearly, even if you stress the tire with a lateral load, high speed corner, you put some energy into the tires, and that means that you maybe run the tire, operate the tire at a higher temperature. And in that case, we can you can have also the feeling that the rear degradation is higher. Usually it happens when a lot of traction is required, more than lateral. Because in lateral, you have a balance between front and rear, and so it's not just a stress on the rear. We will send the recording to Christian because it disappeared again. Adam.
Hi, you kind of answered this a little bit to Ed. I'll put my hand up. But you said at the beginning the curve discussion about talking to the FIA. Can you clarify that a bit? Have you already had a conversation with Michael, or you're planning to later tonight?
Yeah. I had a conversation yesterday, and we agreed to have another conversation today. So as soon as we finish this briefing, I will have a chat again and see what is possible. But my job is to highlight any potential area of concern.
But when you say what is possible, you obviously don't like those two particular curbs, so presumably you want them taken away or replaced with something less aggressive.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on what is possible to do on curbs, if they can be replaced or if they can take them out or whatever. I don't know. I rely on the FIA and what they can do. So that's why I think that it's useful to have a conversation and to highlight what we have found. I was also waiting for additional information coming from running this afternoon, and then I'm sure that we can find a solution. Darshan?
Yeah, hi, Mario. Looking at the 2022 season, if a team wants to have a filming day or a test or a shakedown before the first test, will you be providing them with a brand new promotional tires for those testing?
Yeah, for those testing, there is a specific tire that is called a running promotional tire, that is a different tire compared to a race tire, so they cannot get any advantage in terms of testing. They are limited in a number of kilometers and so on, but there are special tires that we provide end of this year, so they can run the promotional events as soon as the cars are ready, because I'm not sure that the cars are ready at the moment. So we will provide these tires in the deadline agreed.
Regarding the 13 inches testing and promotional events going forward, will your deals with the team change in any way because of the 18 inches, or will it remain the same as it is?
The which test? Sorry.
If they do promotional events and testing on older cars, will your deal change in any way with the 13 inches tires? Because you will still have to provide them with the 13 inches tires, even though it's 18 inches next year.
Okay, the difference is that if you look at the sporting regulation now, it is considered a previous car, also a car from 2021. In the past, the car from the year before was still considered a current car. But because of the big change in technical regulation, next year the only current cars will be the 2022 cars and the 2023 cars, not the 2021. That means that we will continue to supply what we call driver academy tires, that are different again from race tires. They are available in three different compounds plus wet, and they can use them for any test with 13 inches with previous cars, and therefore cars that are fitting 13 inches tires. While for 18 inches, only running promotional tires will be available, and obviously race and test tires when we have the official sessions.
Okay. Kit, is your hand up from before? Okay. Ed?
Yeah, just a quick question on the wheel covers for the 18-inch wheels. Is there any plan to do any experimentation with any form of wheel covers in the Abu Dhabi test, or is it not going to be until next year that there'll be any kind of wheel cover running on the cars?
There is the option for the teams to run the standard rims to run the wheel covers, to run the standard sensor if they want. And not all the teams will be equipped with that, but they have the option. But the reality is that if you fit the covers on the current cars and with the current brakes that are completely different compared to next year, we probably achieve a different result compared to what we expect. And also the heat transfer, the amount of heat that is in the space between the brake and the rim are all parameters that are different compared to our simulations and expectations for next year. So I'm not sure if everybody will run the wheel cover. Probably they will run a few laps with the wheel cover to understand on the operational side how they work. Also, it's important for pit stop. For example, teams are asking for tires for pit stop practice to understand for the mechanic to take the tires, how difficult it is. There is a different weight and so on. But I'm not really expecting a lot of running on the mule cars with the wheel covers.
Has any kind of version of the test wheel cover run up to now?
We had a couple of tests during the year where we tried to fit the wheel cover and do a few laps with the rim cover, but honestly, then we decided to stay without because these cars are designed in a different way. So it was better to use. We expect to have less rim heating next year. So during our test, we have asked the teams to use the maximum rim cooling to try to simulate what is going to happen next year. So with the simulation, we see that the heat transfer is less and with the maximum rim cooling and without cover, we should be a lot closer to the condition for next year rather than with the wheel cover. Okay. If you don't have any other question, thank you very much. Thank you.